In this fall's election, Bill Gates of Microsoft is backing President Bush. Steve Jobs of Apple supports Senator Kerry. What makes both men unusual is that they are business executives who are willing to publicly admit their political preferences. NPR's Laura Seidel reports that political endorsements can be risky business.
4 years ago, Gregory Slayton endorsed George W. Bush. At the same time, Slayton was CEO of ClickAction, a Silicon Valley company. He became one of then-candidate Bush's main fundraisers and supporters in the Valley.
I think it's important for CEOs of all stripes who care about the country, who care about job creation, who care about, you know, America's leadership position in so many different industries, are involved in electing representatives at all different levels who share their feelings.
That's the big picture reason. But CEOs like Slayton and others see some business advantages too. Steve Kirsch, chair and founder of Propel Software, backs Senator Kerry. Kirsch believes that even if Kerry loses, his support will make him some friends among Democrats in Congress who might be helpful on issues important to his company.
By picking sides, you actually come out ahead because the side that you've picked is really going to try and help you out, and the side that you didn't pick is probably not going to go out of their way to make your life difficult.
No one is keeping track of whether there are more CEOs openly supporting candidates. But from the headlines, it sure seems that way. Both the Bush and the Kerry campaigns hold up their lists with pride. Microsoft Chair Bill Gates and company CEO Steve Ballmer are in George Bush's corner, as is Walmart CEO H. Lee Scott Jr. In Kerry's ring are Warren Buffett, CEO of Berkshire Hathaway, Costco CEO James Sinegal, and Netscape founder Jim Clark. It's part of living in the age of celebrity CEOs, says Eric Desenhall, head of a crisis management firm and a former press aide in the Reagan White House.
A Hollywood celebrity seeks to introduce himself into the news through causes. We are now beginning to see chief executives want to be shoehorned into the news by virtue of their politics.
Still, many business groups say most executives are shy about going public with their political leanings, and Desenhall thinks they should be, lest they alienate some of their customers.
Corporations cannot imagine the Pandora's box that is opened when a CEO endorses someone, because there is an implication that every single thing the candidate believes in is something that that chief executive embraces. And that's where the heartache comes in.
Experts on business ethics also say high-level executives could get into trouble if their employees feel pressure to come out and support the boss's candidate. Still, others say that despite the risks, it's getting harder for business leaders to stay out of the fray. Rick White is a former Republican congressman from Seattle who now heads TechNet, a bipartisan lobbying group for the technology industry.
15 or 20 years ago, the public policy job might not have been quite as prominent in the CEO's portfolio. You know, now it's definitely understood that that's part of the job, to make sure that public officials at least understand your business and don't at least inadvertently do anything to damage it any more than necessary.
Once CEOs start talking to politicians, says former Congressman White, they are going to be pressured to make an endorsement.
When you develop a relationship with somebody who's in public office, when they help you, you know, it's kind of hard for you to say, well, gee, I can't endorse you, even though you've helped us a lot on some policy issues that were important to our company.
There have also been changes to campaign finance laws that former CEO Slayton says may make it harder to resist the call to make a public endorsement. Slayton, now a venture capitalist, is involved in fundraising for President Bush. In the past, he says, corporations could give soft money to political parties, but that ended when the 2002 Campaign Finance Reform Act banned the practice. If companies can't give money, well,
what they used to do with checks is pretty darn limited now. And so if you really want to get involved on behalf of a candidate that you feel strongly about, one of the paths is obviously getting involved, endorsing and helping in policy areas and other areas.
Still, at a moment when the country is deeply divided, the risk of alienating customers with your politics may be greater than ever. That's why many observers think the majority of corporate leaders will do their best to keep their politics to themselves. Laura Seidel, NPR News.